Will Texas ever turn blue? Is there a chance that the Lone Star State will become a blue state? We're going to talk about it on this episode of The Dima Show.
This is The Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
So you guys, let me give you a little bonus material here for tuning into the podcast. By the way, I want to thank you guys for listening in here on this new format. And if you like this kind of thing on the podcast, do whatever you need to do. Subscribe, follow, share, download, whatever that is. But anyway, guys, this is a show that I am both excited and I got to tell you a little bit nervous to talk about. And the reason why is, look, we left California, the former Golden State. I can't even call it the Golden State anymore, but we left that shithole because of everything going on there. I mean, you know, what happened in California is just a complete disaster. And this isn't a California video, but I think it's important for me to talk about why we came here. Because if it wasn't for everything going on in California, in all honesty, as much as I've always loved Texas, I've always wanted to come here. I'm going to tell you a quick story in a second. But this has always been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. You know, quite frankly, if it wasn't for the pandemic and everything that happened around that, and then schools and all that, the scale still for me would have been tilted towards California. But we left that dump because of everything that happened with taxes and the market and everything that happened in California, including the pandemic, masks and lockdowns and business climate and regulation and all of those things that I've talked about on the show a lot. And so, you know, coming here to Texas, you know, one of the reasons we came here, of course, is, you know, conservative values, conservative leaning state, although, you know, it's not, you know, it's so red and so crazy, but it is a conservative leaning state. And that was one of the main reasons that we wanted to come here to Texas for all of the things that Texans hold near and dear to their hearts. And so what I would hate to ever happen is for Texas to turn blue. I don't even want to say that because I don't want to put it out there. But, you know, look, the Democrats are always trying. You know, the rallying cry for a long time has been, you know, turn Texas blue or whatever they say. And so, you know, first of all, one of the things I want to make sure I do while I'm here is to make sure that that doesn't happen. But for this show and for this episode, I really want to get into some of the details on, you know, what the Democrats are trying to do, what the Republicans are trying to do to stop it, and how that's going to affect everyone. And so, you know, what I wanted to share with you in terms of, you know, quick story about Texas, which I think is kind of interesting, is when I was in law school at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, also a conservative school, we had a summer associate program. And what that really is in your first or second year of law school, in the summer, you can go work at a law firm to get some experience. And so most people stayed local and stayed in LA or at least stayed in California. I did a JD MBA program, which was a combo of a law degree and also a business degree. Because when you do that, what happens is it shortens it. Law school is typically 3 years. Business school is typically 2. That would be 5. When you do them together, you can do it in 4 years. So they kind of shorten it and do a combined program. The only challenge is that first summer, none of the traditional like big law firms want to hire people in that first summer because you still have another summer to go. So I was looking for an internship, and there was a law firm that interviewed on campus called Winstead, Secrets & Minnick. They're still here in Dallas. They actually changed their name to just Winstead. So if anyone there is listening, I worked there for one summer, and I came out here, and I absolutely loved it. I fell in love with Dallas. I fell in love with Texas. This is 20 years ago, you guys, and I loved it. And after the summer was over, they would offer you a full-time position if they liked you. And so I did a good job, of course. And so they offered me a position there to come back, and I accepted. So I was ready to come to Texas after law school. It was a done deal. And then something interesting happened. We got Claire and Kyle here. I wish I could say, hey, you guys guessed. But something interesting happened that made me stay in L.A., and this is what it was. I came back to school, and that next semester, when I came back to school, I met Elena. And so, as happens to a lot of people chasing girls, this time I stayed for a girl. Elena and I started dating, and then we got serious, and then later we got engaged. And so her parents, her family was there, my family was there. And so, you know, at the time, it wasn't really much of a decision, and I decided to stay in L.A. Got a job at an L.A. firm, and then, you know, started my real estate career and all that kind of stuff. But in any event, I told Elena now, I said, you know, it took us 20 years, but we finally got to Texas. And so, you know, that's how it happened. We're finally here. We're absolutely loving it here. And I'm not going to give away the punchline of the episode, but I will tell you that I sure hope that Texas stays the way it is. And so with that, let's rock and roll on the actual episode of the show. Hey guys, but before we do that, if you like what you're hearing and you're getting value from this show, please be sure to give me a 5-star review so that it's shared with more people. And now, back to the show. Hey, what's up, you guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Dima Show. Today, we are talking about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart as a new Texas resident, and that is answering the question, will Texas turn blue? Now, you guys, ever since I've moved here, I've had a lot of people from California call me and say, well, you moved to Texas, but Texas is going to turn blue, and so you better start looking at your next state that you're going to move to. And I always tell them, get the heck out of here. Texas is not turning blue. And so today, the million-dollar question is, can that happen? Now, look, guys, the Democrats have been after Texas for a very long time. It's a huge state. It's got a lot of electoral college votes. It's got a lot of seats in the Senate and in the House of Representatives and all of that good stuff. And so Democrats would love to take over Texas. But here's the deal. It hasn't really been close. The last gubernatorial or gubernatorial election, however you say that, Greg Abbott won with over 55% of the vote. That's a lot. And the last presidential election, Donald Trump won with over 52% of the vote. And it really wasn't much different than the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton. So Texas really has not gotten any more blue, even though the Democrats would like you to think that. So yeah, this is a red state. And by the way, I am very happy about that, if you can't tell from my videos. But the million-dollar question really is, what will happen in the future? In order to figure out what's going to happen in the future, let's first talk about what's going on that might be making a shift politically in Texas. As you might know, there has been a mass exodus out of places like California into places like Texas and Florida. What's causing that? Well, bad policy. People vote with their feet, you guys. I am, of course, prime example number one. If you don't like where you are because of the policies or the taxes or what's going on in the government, you're going to leave and you're going to go somewhere else. So there are a lot of companies and a lot of people leaving California, coming to Texas. As I mentioned, all kinds of Fortune 500 companies and very wealthy individuals. I've mentioned a lot of them on my videos. Elon Musk and Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro took his company. We got Hewlett Packard. We got Charles Schwab building a huge headquarters here right near where I live, an amazing campus. Well, that's a good thing, but it also could be something that swings the state politically because, you guys, what happens is all of those companies bring all of their employees. The employees love coming out here because of the cost of living. The cost of living in Texas is much less than the cost of living in places like California. So they're excited to do it. At the same time, some of those employees may be more left-leaning. And so some Texans, of course, are concerned about that. That's probably where that slogan, "Don't California my Texas," comes from. Now, we're going to talk about later this phenomenon of going to a new state because you didn't like your old state and then voting the same way. But for now, you guys, that is a big shift in Texas because all of these companies, all of these industries are coming here and they might be disrupting the way the state leans politically. So as I mentioned, right now, I'm going to talk about why Texas could turn blue. I'm also going to talk about why Texas will never turn blue and stay red. So let's go ahead and jump right in. You guys, this is the part of the episode I really don't want to do, but I feel like I have to. I got to give it justice, and that is why Texas could turn blue. So it pains me to do this, but we got to talk about it. The number one reason, you guys, is all of the damn liberals. Am I allowed to say that? I probably am. All of the damn liberals coming into the state. And so what happens, there's all these companies coming to Texas from places like California. They bring their employees with them. A lot of those people might be liberal and may want to turn the state the other way. Now, here's the thing that I'll never understand, you guys, and I hear it all the time, is you leave a state like California, for example, where the policies have failed miserably. The politicians have been in power for a long time in California. They keep pushing their progressive policies and they don't work. And the voters keep voting for them. Then they leave a place like California. They come to Texas and they go, oh, this time it'll be different. Let me vote for the Democrat this time. To me, that just makes absolutely no sense. But unfortunately, there's a lot of things that don't make sense to me that keep happening. And that is one of them. And so it's a distinct possibility that there could be enough of those people that come into the state that would turn the political landscape, unfortunately. The next reason, you guys, are just general demographics. So when you look at the major cities like Dallas, Houston, Austin, which is, of course, a complete disaster, and all of those cities, they are increasingly turning blue. Demographics of these cities are younger. Younger people tend to vote more Democratic. And so you do see a lot more liberal policies, liberal things happening. Now, again, as I said earlier, you look at those cities and those policies don't really work too well, but the people just keep voting that way. For what reason? I have no idea once again, but it is happening. And so if that stays concentrated in those cities, then we should be okay. However, if that starts spreading to other counties as people, for example, move to the suburbs because they want to get away from the main city, and then they affect those suburbs, they turn those counties blue, that could have a very drastic effect on the politics as well. And then, you guys, I couldn't do this video without talking about Mr. Beto O'Rourke. Is it Beto or Beto? Kyle, Claire? We got one Beto.
It is Beto.
Beto. We got a Beto. I like that. Okay. So we're going to go with Beto. Claire, don't cut that. Just keep that rolling. So we have Mr. Beto O'Rourke. And of course, Beto O'Rourke is famous for losing every election that he enters. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, he famously lost the Senate race to Senator Ted Cruz. Now, he lost by a very narrow margin, you guys. Surprisingly to just about everyone, except for him probably, Ted Cruz only won with 50.9% of the vote. Now, maybe he caught him off guard. Maybe the people of Texas kind of overlooked Beto, but it still happened. And that's a very scary thing because Beto O'Rourke is about as left-leaning as you can come. I mean, quite frankly, the guy came out and said that he wants to take everyone's guns. We can probably play that clip on here.
We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
And so that is a very scary proposition. He has now announced that he's going to run for governor in 2022. Now, as I mentioned before, you guys, these midterm elections and governor is coming up in the midterm tend to go against the sitting president if he is unpopular. In this case, I don't know how you could get much more unpopular than Joe Biden. Wait, I got it. You could be Kamala Harris, and then you would be even more unpopular. But the reality is that in that case, most people will tend to go the other way. And so personally, I don't think he has much of a chance in Texas against Governor Abbott. But then again, guys, when I was in California, I will tell you that to me, Governor Abbott looked like the best governor ever compared to Newsom, who was just a terrible failure. However, when I got here, what I realized from a lot of people is that there's also a contingent of conservatives that think that Governor Abbott is maybe not conservative enough. And then, of course, the liberals don't like him at all. And so personally, my opinion is that there's probably going to be more of a battle, more of a competition within the Republican Party, within the conservative base in Texas, than there might be against a guy like Beto. But who knows? That is just speculation. Ultimately, though, what I have to say is that someone like that, or maybe someone different that comes in and appeals to those progressive and liberal voters, could potentially unseat a Republican governor. Now, it hasn't happened in a really long time in Texas, and I hope that continues, but I'm just saying it could happen. And those, you guys, are the reasons why Texas could turn blue. All right, you guys, so now let's talk about why Texas will never turn blue, will never go to the dark side, and will always stay a bright red state and a shining beacon of everything that America should stand for. How's that? Am I stumping for the red side? No, but you guys, here are some real reasons why it may not happen, okay, or why it won't happen. Number one is after the 2020 census, there was some new redistricting that happened in the state where politicians come in and kind of redraw the map of the state's boundaries in terms of districts, counties, zoning, all of these kinds of things. I won't get into the nitty-gritty on it, but essentially what you need to know is that because the Republicans currently control the legislature in Texas, they redrew those districts very favorably for Republicans. What that means is in coming elections, Republicans will control more of the state. And that is one of the reasons that Texas will continue to stay red. The next reason, you guys, that Texas will stay red is the upcoming midterm elections. Democrats have not won a statewide election since 1984. That's a long time. When it comes to midterm elections, these are the elections in between a presidential cycle, in this case, 2022. Those tend to not go well for the sitting president if he's doing a bad job. Make no mistake, Joe Biden is doing a terrible job, as predicted by yours truly on just about every video. And so because in the White House they're doing a bad job, his approval rating is plummeting, people will vote even more the other way. So it just makes sense, right? You don't like what's going on nationally. So when it comes to the local election, you're going to vote for the other guy. And in this case, that bodes very well for Republicans in Texas to even take over some seats held by Democrats and to also hold on to the seats that they already have. And last but not least, you guys, Texas is going to stay red because Texas is, well, Texas. Texas likes to be different. Texas loves its freedom and its family values, its conservative nature, and its liberties. That's why Texas handled the health emergency very differently than states like California and New York, because Texas wants to do it their way, and it's always been that way. And so one reason that this is going to stay that way is because Texans want it to stay that way. And ultimately, we want to make sure that even the people that come here, I am going to talk about them in just a second, I haven't forgot about that, acclimate to the ways that are here. Texans also love the Second Amendment. And so that's why candidates like Mr. O'Rourke are not someone that Texans will ultimately elect. And so for all of those reasons, you guys, Texas is going to stay red. And now, you guys, the moment you've all been waiting for, I'm going to pull out my crystal ball and I'm going to give you my prediction on what's going to happen. So even though there are a lot of reasons that Texas could turn blue, I'm going to go out on a limb. It's not really going out on a limb, but I'm going to tell you that in the near future, and I'm calling the near future, I would say 2, 4, 6, 8 years, maybe the next decade, my prediction is that Texas will stay just as red as it's ever been. I actually think that most of the people that are coming here lean conservatively. In fact, everyone I've met from Southern California leans conservatively, and they're all looking to keep the state the way it is. They didn't come here to change it. They came here because they want to be a part of it. And so nothing, of course, would make me happier. This is hopefully one of those self-serving predictions, but I will tell you that from everything I'm seeing, from everything that I'm doing, all the people that I'm meeting, I think that this great state of Texas is going to stay red just the way it is. Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know, or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.